In the previous session, we were talking about Paul and what he was saying about how to enter into the power of God. We also said that if you're a believer, you qualify to go and pray for the sick. You can right now, before listening to any further teaching, go out and just lay your hands on the sick by faith, knowing that you have received it. The Holy Spirit indwells you. You believe. You say, Father, I receive the power of God upon my human flesh to go and lay my hands upon the sick, and they will recover, and you will see it. But I do believe that there's also a deeper understanding of these things and how to operate in this, and that is what we are getting in more into in these teachings. Now, Paul said that he counts works righteousness but done for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that he may know Christ and the power of his resurrection. Then we said that the power of his resurrection is the glory of God. Now today we're going to look more into the glory of God and what the glory is and how easy it is to have the glory and to walk by the glory of God and how we can administer the glory of God to people. Now, healing the sick is all about walking in reality. It's all about walking in who you are in Jesus Christ. It's all about walking in what God thinks about you and not in what you have come to think about yourself all the time, that you've been struggling and not knowing who God really is and what God thinks about you. With a law mentality, you cannot know who you are. If you cannot know who you are, how will you walk in who you truly are? Because the power that God has given to us to walk in the supernatural comes through the revelation of what God has done for us in Jesus Christ and who we are in Christ. We must remember that the Bible says in Matthew 28 that all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto Jesus. Therefore, we go as human beings receiving the authority of Jesus, going in His power. Amen. Isn't that powerful? Now, let's get a little bit deeper into the glory of God. We're going to Exodus chapter 33. Now, the reason why I want to walk through this thing step by step is just one reason. I can give you this revelation in 3 minutes. I can just go through every scripture saying, you know, the Bible says this and this and this, and this is how we heal the sick. But if we walk through this and we read the scripture, we start to experience the anointing that's hidden in the Word of God. And we start to feel how God feels about us. We start to meditate. We take some time and meditate and think and ponder on and see the glory of God in us and see how we can administer this glory and see who we are in Christ. We start to experience the dignity and worth. That's why we go through this slowly and we experience it. That by the time we come to administering this, we feel and we experience this glory and we can see the power of God manifesting in the lives of people. Amen. And in your own life. Now, let's look at the glory of God. What is this glory? The glory of God must be something awesome because it raised Jesus from the dead. It raised Jesus from the dead. There's something hidden in the glory of God. There's something hidden in who we are in Christ. There's something hidden in what God has done on our behalf in Jesus Christ that gives us the power to go and heal the sick. You must remember in the Old Testament there was only at a certain time maybe just one person that could do a miracle on the planet. Like Elijah and maybe some other prophets, but he was the only one that was written about that could really move in the power of God. Moses, he did miracles with that staff that he had, but he was the only one. But in the New Testament, it's all of us can do it and walk in that. Now let's get to Exodus chapter 33 and we can read from verse 17. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. And he said, I beseech you, show me your glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. Now, isn't that powerful? The glory of God is just about to be revealed and explained to Moses. Now, many times we think that the glory of God is just this power or this mystical type of thing. The glory of God is not mystical. It's been explained by God, proclaimed by God. Now we go to Exodus chapter 34, verse 7. We're going to look at the glory of God. the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. So here God comes. He descends in the cloud. Now God is just this awesome fire burning. When he was at the bottom of the mountain, the people at the bottom of the mountain saw this dark cloud with lightnings and fire and all of that in this cloud. And they heard this rumble and this voice that shook the mountain and the earth. Now Moses is going right into the midst of this. And now God is going to explain to him what this glory is. Now remember, this glory is what raised Jesus from the dead. He was raised by the glory of God. Paul said, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection and the glory. Why? Because by the resurrection power, our lives are changed into who Christ is today. And by the resurrection power and glory, we heal the sick and manifest the kingdom of God. For it's a glorious kingdom. It's called the glorious gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says that creation waits for the glorious manifestation of the sons of God. So without faith, righteousness, and the message of grace, we will never get into the glory of God, and we will never manifest we will never manifest glory as sons. We must manifest this glory of God. So here Moses comes and God explains this fire that was just burning. It says, and the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed or explained, the Lord God. So what he says was, this fire, this glory that you are seeing, this is me. The Lord God. I'm the ruler God. This power and this glory that you are seeing is God. It is Lord. It rules over everything. It's got dominion over everything. This everything is subject to this. Amen. Now, he says, I'm the Lord God, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity, transgression and sin, that will by no means pass by any guilty person, but I will visit their iniquities upon the of the fathers upon the children and children until the third and fourth generation. So what does God say unto Moses? He says to Moses, listen, this fire that you see is my grace. Hallelujah. It is my mercy. Now, the power that raised Jesus from the dead was mercy and grace. Hallelujah. The power that will be in your life that will make you heal the sick is your revelation and knowing mercy and grace and the long suffering of God that He applied in Jesus Christ to bring to you righteousness, to bring to you perfection. Hallelujah. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 10 quickly and verse 14. Now, if this sounds complicated to you, please just pray right there where you are. Just stop this, pause this, pray. Say, my God, give me an enlightened mind. Man, let me just pray with you. Father, I thank you that every person that's listening to me right now will have an enlightened mind understanding what I'm about to share and what I'm sharing. I speak to you, I say you'll understand this. I break down every barrier of law in the name of Jesus and people are set free right now. That after this session, they walk in your power, my God. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14. It says, for by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Now, when we start to understand the message of God's glory, like Paul said, I don't want to know the law. Because by the law we don't see God's glory. Because under the law there's no grace. Under the law we don't find mercy. Under the law we don't see God as a God of long suffering. Under the law we don't see God as a God of abundance in goodness and truth. Under the law we don't see a God that keeps mercy. People struggle to see that. You must realize that under the law, Cain killed Abel before the law was written down. Cain killed Abel. God appeared to Cain and asked Cain, where is your brother? Then he said, do I look like my brother's keeper? Now just out of that answer, we could see that Cain spoke to God on a daily basis. It was, man, like a friend. It's like if somebody asks me, where's the keys of my car? I said, man, do I own your car? I don't know. That's basically how he was answering God. And that was the way God spoke to people after the fall of man, after sin. That's how God spoke to Cain and Abel. He spoke to them as friends, friendly, coming, walking in the cool of the day every day. God put them out of the garden because He was protecting them that they will not walk in a sinful state for life, eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the state of sinfulness. First He wanted to remove sin, then give the tree of life, then they could forever be in the state of righteousness. Now, I'm not going to get into that now, but that's what God was doing. Here He murdered His brother. God said to him, "There will be, you'll be cursed because of this." And then He said, "Lord, this is too heavy to carry because people are going to kill me." Then He said, "If somebody kills you, I'll kill them." In Afrikaans we say, "Ek sal jou dood wreek," I'll be against them if they kill you. And then He gave him a mark that nobody would kill him. Now then, when the law was given, just after the law was given to Moses, a man went, the first guy that died under the law, he picked up some sticks on the Sabbath. And then God said, "Kill him." Under the law, you don't see mercy, my friend. Under the law, you don't see grace. And what Paul was saying is, I don't want to be under the law because I want to know the glory of God, because the glory of God is the resurrection power of God, which will take man and resurrect him from the death that's in, he is in, from the powerless situation that he's in, from the powerless state that he's in, to come to a place where he will walk in awesome power. So the more you want to walk by the law, the less power you will have. But the more you are in the message of grace, the more you will start to know who God is. You'll find the indwelling glory of God. You'll start to stretch forth your hand. You'll start to speak. You'll see the power of God manifesting through you and in you by the message of grace. Paul says, the only way to know the glory or the resurrection power of God is by the message of grace. And here we see it. The glory of God, the resurrection power of God is simply, this is God says, mercy, grace, long-suffering, abundant of goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, is the message of the cross. Hallelujah. Now let's just go and have a look at more glory scriptures. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. Ezekiel chapter 1. Now remember, this fire that Moses saw was the glory of God. It was mercy, it was grace. This fire is called the glory, which is the power that brings forth resurrection from the dead. Amen. That is the power that will bring forth a change in your life. That's the power that will bring forth a change in your finances as well. You know, I want to know grace about finances. Do you know why? Because the more I know grace about money, the more I will be resurrected from poverty into prosperity. Because the Bible says He'll meet my needs according to His riches, which is in glory. So I don't want to know the tithe message when it comes to money. Do you know why? Because otherwise I will never see the resurrection power in my finances. Man, that is an awesome truth. Just go and study that out. You can go and click on money on the cross and all of that in Word Well, and you can just see more of that. Amen. Let's go to Ezekiel. And we just see the glory of God. What Ezekiel saw when he saw the glory of God. It says in verse 4, "And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, about the midst of the fire." Now, listen to this. Here Ezekiel says, "I saw the glory of God. It was a fire that was just burning, enfolding itself. It was a wind and a fire and a cloud. It was a self-enfolding fire. It was full of brightness. It was full of glory." Now, when I see this and when I imagine this, and listen, man, when we read the scripture, see the thing. Ask God right now to show you how it was. And the picture that comes to your mind will be God showing it to you. It will not be your imagination. It will be the real thing. You will see what Ezekiel saw if you ask God. Because if you ask Him for a bread, He's not going to give you a stone. Hallelujah. Now just, by the way, bread and stone, bread speaks about life. A stone speaks about the law. If you ask God for freedom, He's not going to give you the law. Hallelujah. If you ask God for an answer, freedom in a certain situation, if you ask Him, God, I want to heal the sick by power, He's not going to give you laws. 10 steps to this and 20 steps to that. He's going to give you grace. Hallelujah. Amen. It makes me think of the scripture where the devil said to Jesus, take these stones and turn it into bread. Make the food of life the law. Because the law, the stone represents the law. It says, because on tablets of stone was written the law. Now take this stone and make it bread. Man, you can never get life out of the law. Never. Hallelujah. So here, when you see this, when you say, my God, show me your glory. Just sit back. My God, I want to see what Ezekiel saw. And then let's read it again. And while I read it, meditate upon this, because it's important to see it. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, and a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof, the color of amber, and out of the midst of the fire. Let's go to verse 27. And I saw the color of amber, and the appearance of fire round about within it. From the appearance from his loins even upwards, and from the appearance of his loins even downwards, I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and I had brightness round about it. As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud, in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul says, I don't want to know the law, because by the law I cannot see the glory of God. Because the glory of God is the resurrection power. It will take me from death into life. Hallelujah. And then he says that I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. That meaning that he might be saved from death in his physical body and never die and live forevermore. Amen. And by that power we walk and manifest the glory of God. By the power that raised Jesus from the dead, that's the power by which you walk when you operate in signs, wonders and miracles. And here Moses comes and he says, God, show me your glory. God says, I will let all my goodness pass before you. Hallelujah. The more you see the goodness of God, the more you experience the glory. Because if you can know that His goodness is to you, you will experience His goodness for you and you'll be filled with the glory of God. Amen. Here comes Ezekiel. God shows him His glory. He says, man, I looked and from the north I saw a whirlwind coming, a fire enfolding itself. And into this fire I looked into it, and then I saw the figure as that of a man. And what I see, I saw an appearance in the cloud. I saw this appearance from the loins up. I saw this man. It was a fire upwards. And even from the loins down, a fire. And that was the appearance of the glory of the Lord. Amen. So that glory was in a man. Amen. Isn't that awesome? That is so, so powerful. Now, let's go to Habakkuk chapter 3. And we're going to read there from verse 3. Let's go and read from verse 3. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 3. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran, Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of His praise. You see, so many times we want to worship, and just while I read this, I just get this revelation. The earth is full of His praise when His glory covers the heavens. If people can look up and they can just see the goodness of God, then praise will come to the earth. But we've got teachings these days that's so full of law and law bounds. Worship and then the glory is going to come. Man, that's nonsense. You know, by the law, worship, then God's glory will manifest. No, let the glory be seen in the heavens and praise will be upon the earth. Amen. Let the goodness of God be seen. Amen. Now let's look at what Habakkuk saw. He says, God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of His praise. And His brightness was as the light. And He had horns coming out of His hand. That's the fingers of God. Amen. And there was the hiding place of His power. Before Him went the pestilence, and the burning coals went forth at His feet. Now, isn't this powerful? Here, Moses comes, he sees the goodness of God. It's called the glory of God. Here comes Ezekiel. He sees a man clothed from the loins up with what? With grace, with mercy. It's a fire enfolding himself, and from the loins down is fire, glory, grace, mercy, goodness. Amen. Here Habakkuk comes and he sees the glory of God and people worshiping. And then he says, I saw him. It's a fire. And his brightness was as the light. So there was a fire coming out of him. And he had horns coming from his hand. Out of his hand came, the English says, lightning like shafts of fire. And then it says, there was the hiding place of his power. And I believe this was what Paul was after. In the hand of God, in the work of God, comes lightning like shafts of fire, and that is the hiding place of His power. The hiding place of God's power is not your work by your hand. The hiding place of God's power is the work that came by His hand, which is the work of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. This is just getting so, so good. So what are we seeing? We're seeing a fire from the loins up and a fire from the loins down. Let's go quickly to Malachi chapter 4. And we just look at the glory of God again. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son, the S-U-N, not the S-O-N, the Son of Righteousness called Jesus, the Son of Righteousness. Now, we've seen what this and who the Son of Righteousness is. He's a fire from the loins up and he's a fire from the loins down. And he will arise. Out of his hand is lightning like shafts of fire coming forth. Fire coming forth out of him. That is the hiding place of his power, in his hand. The right hand of the Lord is salvation. By his right hand we have got deliverance. By his right hand we will be delivered and set free. Okay? All of this glory, all this fire, Jesus, God himself. He says, but unto those who fear his name shall the glory and the fire of righteousness arise with what? With healing in his wings. Now, those wings aren't wings like flap flap. God doesn't have wings with which he flies. He doesn't have wings. Look at Jesus when he walked the earth. Did he have wings? He didn't have wings. That wings that he was talking about was like the, when you take a picture of a fire, you will see the flames that looks like the feathers on a bird. In those wings of fire, there is healing. Oh, hallelujah. This is going to be so good. In those wings of fire, there's healing. Oh man, isn't that awesome? That is so powerful. So when God comes with His glory, when God comes close to me, He is saturated. He is a fire enfolding itself. It's not just a part of Him. It is inside and out, enfolding Himself, a mighty wind, a rushing force of grace, a rushing force of mercy, a rushing force of being good to people. That's what's in God. That's who He is. And out of that comes this lightning like shafts of fire. See this man, coming towards you to heal you. Because in that fire is the hiding place of His power. In that fire is healing. There's healing in those wings, in that fire that just comes out of Him. Hallelujah. Man, isn't that awesome? That is who God is. Amen. Now what I want you to do is, we're going to go into the next session. But before you click on the next session, just meditate a bit. I'm going to meditate right now on that before we go into the next session. And we're just going to think of this and see the power of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you for showing me what Moses saw. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for showing me what Ezekiel saw. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Oh. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See this awesomeness before you. And know it's towards you. That's who God is towards you. That's His love for you. He loves you so much, He's burning with love. There's so much healing inside Him. It's a fire enfolding itself. It means there's healing just enfolding God. It's on the outside and the inside. It's everywhere. It's for you. Now I want you to do something. And this is going to help you so much. As you see this with your eyes closed in your mind, as you see this, I want you not to look at the computer screen, but to open your eyes and just look into the air and see that in front of you right now as well. Not just in your mind, but see it in front of you. Like in the studio now, that fire enfolding, all of a sudden it's not just in my mind because I closed my eyes. I see it around me. It's here. And when I see it like that, I just start experiencing it. I just feel the power of God coming around me. I do this just to help you to meditate. This is meditation. See that fire. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. And I want you to continue with this until you just experience His goodness so much. And then when you feel the freedom, when you feel you want to do it, you click on the next button and go into this, and we're going to take this further. Amen. Hallelujah. Just continue to experience this. See it. See that awesome whirlwind. See that glory. See it even coming through you. See that lightning like shafts of fire going through your own body. It's just God with you. Hallelujah.